This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5.
When your best friend runs out of advice.
And your therapist won't return your calls.
And how does that make you feel?
There's group therapy with Kramer and Jess.
Is there such thing as too young to be left home alone? I mean, the answer obviously to that is yes. That's a dumb question. But
but when? Like,
6 months. Yes. Are we good or no?
No.
No, but like when? Like when? There's no rule book on this kind of stuff. But as a parent, that's the debate going on in her house right now.
Yeah.
Between two parents of like, I think she may be too young. And she'll explain in a couple seconds here on group therapy. Listen, life's hard. Yeah. It's hard out there. You need some help sometimes. And that's what we're here to do with group therapy.
Yeah. And I think sometimes when you're going through something in your life, you kind of need people that are removed from the situation and who really don't even know who you are.
Yep.
And maybe give you advice. And so, that's when we turn to our neighbors and kind of ask for help.
If you want to be a part of group therapy, you can always send me an email, Kramer at mix1065baltimore.com, and we'll get you on for it. Hey, Kara from Anne Arundel County. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk this one out. So what's going on between you two?
So my husband and I have two beautiful children, and my 7-year-old daughter, she's, you know, premature for her age. Uh-huh. And my husband and I have really hectic schedules, you know, due to the pandemic. So I suggested that she's really a smart kid, and she knows right from wrong, and, you know, I can just tell that she's got a good sense about her. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's totally reasonable for maybe a few hours every day that she could stay behind and watch our 3-year-old. And, you know, my husband thinks that that's the worst idea I've ever had, but I don't see a problem with it. She knows how to use the phone. She knows how to take care of her, you know. She knows not to cook. She knows how to make a peanut butter sandwich. You know, she knows how to do things like that. So I'm not worried about her cooking. I'm not worried about her answering the front door or talking to strangers. And I figure if we get her a cell phone, she'll just be able to call us. No problem. And she can watch the 3-year-old.
Where are you going to be? I guess that's kind of important in the story, too.
Yeah, like, how far away are you?
Yeah, like how far away? Like, what will you be doing in this time when you're not at home? Are you at work? Or are you running errands? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like running errands for the most part. I can work from home sometimes. But I can't work from home all the time. So we do the best that we can.
Right.
But my schedule just has some gaps in it where it doesn't really necessarily make sense to have a babysitter or do full-time daycare. And really, I just think that my 7-year-old is mature enough to handle a situation for like maybe an hour or two, but
yeah.
I'm not talking all weekend.
Not like overnight, not like, yeah.
But you're saying like,
right.
like a max, like 2 hours?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to, you know, put her in a situation she can't handle, and I think that we can manage it this way for a short period of time. But my husband, he is adamant that that's ridiculous.
Oh.
So I'm not trying to cause a fight between us, but I think you should trust our 7-year-old a little bit more.
Well, this is what we're here for. So our phone number is 410-583-1065, okay? Kara's saying, I want to be able to leave my 7-year-old at home to watch 3-year-old, and we'll give her a cell phone, so they'll be fine. I mean, God, that sounds really young to me. I mean, I don't have kids, and Jess doesn't have kids, so we're not the best on, like, parental topics.
Right. We don't really know.
My mama, though, there ain't no way she's going to leave my wild ass at home that young. But if any, I was wild. You know, I don't think I stayed home alone till I was, I was probably 11 or 12. I mean, we didn't have cell phones or anything, so you kind of just had to let go and let God back in the day. You know, like, just hope that your kids were there when you got home.
Yeah.
Seven, Jess? Does that sound super young to you?
Yeah. And I mean, in California, when I lived with my family, my aunt and my uncle, I lived with my two nieces, 8 and 5. And the 8-year-old is very mature for her age, but I just couldn't see her being in the house by herself. I think it's mainly like, I think if you were like walking to the mailbox, that's one thing, or like, you know, going to the thing around the corner and grabbing like some milk or whatever. But I think the main fear is like something wrong happening. And I think mainly with the 3-year-old, for her to be responsible.
Yeah, like if something happens, would happen,
or someone gets hurt.
Like, what if somebody comes to the door, knocks on the door, you expect her like not to answer it? Like, I don't, like, there's just so many factors that can go wrong with this, you know?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't expect her to answer the door. In fact, we talked about that, and she understands. And, you know, we have the alarm, not the alarm, but we have that digital doorbell, so we can see if people come to the door. So it will get a ping on our phones if something happens, but we're not going to be that far away either. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting that she answered the door. Certainly not.
Right, I mean, I just think that's just a lot of trust. 410-583-1065. Kara, hang on for 1 second. Let's get some phone calls, okay?
Okay.
Mix 106.5 and Kramer and Jess. Brenda, you're a parent?
I am.
Perfect.
I'm a grandparent as well.
Oh, even better. Like, is 7 too young to leave your kids home alone?
Absolutely.
what age did you start leaving your kids home alone?
I think the legal age to be left alone is 12.
Oh.
Okay. So going against, you know, we can sit here and talk law. I think some parents, though, are probably going to be like, well, my kid was old enough at 10. I think if it was like double digits, I might feel better about this. I'm trying to play.
Yeah, a little.
Devil's advocate here, though, you know, like, let's just say that you had to just run down the street to go mail a package. You're gone for 15 minutes. Would you trust your 7-year-old then?
Absolutely not.
Still not. So by no circumstances are you saying that anything under the age of 12 is going to be okay in your mind?
Probably not.
Okay. It's good to hear from a mom and a grandma.
Yeah.
You know? 410-583-1065. Barbara from Harford County, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
7. Too young?
Absolutely. Absolutely too young.
When?
I think I started babysitting when I was like 14 or 15. So, I mean, major concern is if the little girl chokes, does she know the Heimlich?
Hello.
I mean, little kids can they can fall, hit their head, you know. I wouldn't have, no way. I don't have any children, but I wouldn't do it.
Well, okay. Well, see, because now we're in the same boat. I think as parents, it's a lot easier to look into someone else's life and be like, oh, this is what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Now, we've also not had to go run a quick errand and then being like, oh, what are we supposed to do? Do we take them? The baby sleeping? I don't know. Listen, I'm looking at all angles here, you know, of like, when is the appropriate age to go, you know? And I'm just thinking as a parent, Jess, and I watch my mom friends go through this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, you know, like, you're pushing it. You're like that fine line of like, because a lot of my friends who have kids have phones, 7, 8, 9, you know. Your niece, how old is she, the oldest one?
She's 8.
And do they let her stay home alone?
No, because that's my niece, Abby, and then my other niece, Maya, is 6. But it's like what, you know, Barbara mentioned is, what if something happens to the younger one? Like, yes, maybe Abby is okay on her own if she was by herself and knows not to answer the door or something. But if the little one maybe injures herself, how is she supposed to know how to handle that?
Worst case scenario, right? We can all agree it's like way too young. All right, let's talk to a dad. Lou from Cecil County, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
When is the right age? Like, is 7 too young?
All right, guys. So, come on, everyone. So, listen, I have an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old at home.
Mm-hmm. You got a zoo.
I wouldn't leave any of them alone, whether they're alone by themselves or with each other, at any point in time.
Does it get worse when there's more of them, actually? That may make the situation a lot worse, right?
That's right.
Seven and an 8 year. Okay, so then when, since, you know, your oldest is 8, when did you think that you're going to be like, now I feel confident enough to leave her home alone?
Sure, I would say what the other grandmother said a couple of seconds ago, about 12 years old.
12.
Depending on your maturity.
I think we lost him there.
Something happens. It doesn't matter about someone sneaking up. It takes a second for something to happen.
Yeah, man, yeah. That's everything. Then like, what do you do, you know?
Yeah.
But even, okay, let me talk to Molly. Hey, Molly, even if it's like, let's just say it's a quick errand around the block. I mean, is that okay if we're running like a, let's say, a 15-minute errand?
I would say no. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, and I can't even leave them in the room sometimes together because, you know, they fight if someone's in a bad mood. It's just, it's irresponsible to me, and if something were to happen in that 15-minute time frame because I needed to run a quick errand, I wouldn't be able to forgive myself because you just can't. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Too young. It's too much responsibility on a child.
Mm-hmm. So what's that age you think you're going to aim for? We've been hearing like 12 a lot, 12, 11,
so,
13.
To leave my child alone, I would probably say between 10 and 12, but that doesn't mean I would have to watch her little sister.
Yeah.
You know, that's different to me.
That's where it gets tricky. I feel that too. Thank you for calling us, by the way. Happy Monday.
You too. Thank you so much.
Now,
Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
This is Baltimore's morning show.
We're going to turn it up too, man. We're going to turn it up today. I can feel it.
Yeah.
What's up?
Good morning.
It's technically a holiday for a lot of people, so the fact that you're here, our 6 o'clock club is going to be probably a little tighter than usual, but hey, listen, if you're up, we're up. That's what we say.
Yep.
Except for those 2 weeks over the holidays, we said, nah, you're up, sorry, we're not up. shoot us a text if you are, though, 410-583-1065. Just let us know that you're up, especially today.
I know.
I think as we're driving into work or from home, going to home, it's nice to know that we're not the only ones on a holiday that are up doing this 6 o'clock thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Carrie is so very. Good morning, Steph Rowe, Jake the Jogger, Beautiful Beverly, Human Highlighter, BTSZ, Lori Hope Floats. Sherry was singing along with me in that last song.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Dawn, good morning. Kinder Care Ladies, Karen and Amber, Jen the RN, happy Monday.
It's a weird news day. I thought we'd start the show with this.
What?
I mean, COVID is no laughing matter, but sometimes a story will come across my plate that I'm like, what is wrong with people? There's a bad COVID outbreak in Chile right now.
Aww.
And they're trying to trace it back to where it came from.
Yeah.
And they realize, and this is no BS, came from a birthday party.
No.
Not wait, it gets worse. That somebody threw for their cat.
Aw, man.
15 people got the virus that day. The cat did not, by the way.
Aww.
I'm like, wait, what?
I know, and they're just over here trying to celebrate their love for their cat.
Also, 3 boxes of ice cream made in China tested positive for COVID.
What?
Some more weird news today. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird news day.
That's not even fair.
I know, right?
Not the ice cream.
Like, you're trying to, like, get away from the realities of the world.
You just want some ice cream.
That's rough, man. Today, I want to also point this out. I just want to get all the bad news out of the way. And I promise we'll get into all the positive stuff. Today is Blue Monday. They say it's the most depressed day out of the year.
Why?
And if you're wondering why, thank you, Jessica. It's because it's the weather, usually the January weather's, like, kicking in.
Yeah.
The holiday debt is starting to kick in, like your credit card statement is starting to appear, you know?
That's fair.
And also, what was it? failed New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
And realizing how far away you are from, like, a vacation, right?
Oh.
You know, especially in COVID times. But to make it better, okay, the guy that came up with Blue Monday said, it was never my intention to make it sound negative. I wanted to inspire people to take bold actions and make life decisions that will then make them feel better. So even though you may feel kind of blue today, number one, it's all right. You're not the only person feeling that way. But number two, like, make a change, right?
Yeah.
A little positivity on your Monday.
I like that.
On this MLK day, man.
It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Oh.
Number three.
Man, if Raven fans are looking for a playoff team to root for the rest of the way, the Buffalo Bills and their fans are making a pretty strong case. After Lamar Jackson couldn't play in Saturday's 17-3 divisional playoff loss in Buffalo because of a concussion, he was tackled just outside the end zone when the back of his head slammed against the turf. Bills fans, also known as the Bills Mafia, just started donating to a charity Jackson has supported to show their well wishes. Apparently, a Bills fan on Reddit found out that Jackson donated $25,000 to Blessings in a backpack. So this nonprofit charity, they work to provide food to elementary school kids across the country who usually only get food at school. Mm-hmm. So the organization has been experiencing food shortages because of the pandemic. Well, so far, over 5,500 fans have donated more than $150,000 to this charity so far. And they're not just doing that for Jackson either. Left guard Bradley Bozeman, the Ravens Walter Payton Man of the Year, said his foundation also received donations overnight from Bills fans.
I mean, you gotta say that's pretty classy.
How cool is that?
You know, for them to come forward and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
No need for them to have to do it, but that's awesome. Class. You can't be as upset. There's just something about it that's like, but then like, that's cool, you know?
Number two.
Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and in honor of Dr. King, the Greater Baltimore Urban League is celebrating with a National Day of Service. There's going to be music and food, and they'll be giving out wearable sleeping bags, winter clothing, blessing bags that will have toiletries to members of our community experiencing homelessness. Food will be provided by Outback Steakhouse and Bonefish Grill. The event is today from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. at the Greater Baltimore Urban League at 512 Orchard Street in Baltimore. And if you need any more info, go on gbul.org. We also posted all the info on our Facebook page, too.
Number one.
Fans are finally getting a taste of what Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been cooking with NBC. I literally had no idea this was happening until I saw this on Instagram. The first trailer for the new series, Young Rock, dropped on IG over the weekend, giving the first extended look of the upcoming comedy based on The Rock's life. So you get to see him at age 10, 15, and 20 years old. And The Rock posted on IG, I really wish my dad was around to see this one. He would be so proud. Young Rock is coming to NBC on February 16th.
It just seems bizarre.
Out of nowhere. Did anybody know about this?
I didn't know about it, but I don't... Why do I have no interest in that whatsoever?
You don't?
To know about what the Young Rock was up to.
I think
the
his
Rock,
life...
for some reason, is somebody I just... I love all his motivational stuff, but he's just one of those kind of guys I don't really...
Do you know a lot about his life, though?
No, I don't. I know nothing about this man's life.
So, like, it was just him and his mom. They struggled a lot. He was, like, living out of his car. And so I'm excited to see his journey from basically being homeless to finding his way to WWE to finding his way to Hollywood.
I wish I loved The Rock.
As much as
everyone else in this world does.
Literally.
Am I the only person that just feels... I don't dislike him. I just feel neutral. But there,
are you
y'all,
a hater?
The rest of y'all
what
just
has he done
like,
to you?
Love The Rock.
Has he
so
done anything
much.
To you?
I just don't get it. I'm
he
sorry.
He hasn't.
This is so relatable. I think when you hear this, you're going to be like, ugh. It makes you just feel a little cringy. It's a fun feeling, right? Like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess on Reddit today. There's a thread about what instantly makes you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
But instantly, like, something happens and you're just like, ugh.
Everything.
You want to text in on this, 410-583-1065. Hearing my own voice while watching a video of myself, people hate that. I mean, Jess and I are used to it. But
my,
like
my boyfriend Garage Boy says that.
Same thing.
About himself, yeah.
Just makes you cringe, right?
Mm-hmm.
When my boss says I need to talk to you when you get a minute.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a minute? I think that just statement alone. Do you have a minute?
Like, bosses, just say what you want to say.
In the minute.
Yeah, like, don't make it later.
Yeah.
Make it now. Why does it instantly just put me into panic mode, too?
Yeah.
This person said, when a teacher or professor says, let's go around the room and everyone introduce themselves.
I know. Why?
Or I'll make it worse on that. Like, tell us one fun fact about you.
That sucks.
Like, what's your go-to fun fact about you?
I'm outgoing. And then I'm all saying it in the least outgoing way on the planet.
Like, nothing.
Because I'm so uncomfortable.
This person said having to see myself on a Zoom call.
Oh, the box.
That's the worst, right? I'm always... And I got a question. Like, when you FaceTime or when you Zoom, Are you like me and like you spend more time worried about what you look like than what the other person's actually like talking about?
Oh, I'm just like staring at everybody. I'm just looking behind them and like what their house looks like. I'm that person.
This person said, secondhand embarrassment. I can't watch other people be embarrassed on like live TV. It makes me feel way more uncomfortable than they probably feel in the first place.
Yeah.
Think of something else, Jess. What makes you instantly uncomfortable?
Like pre-COVID, when people I don't know or I'm not really close to would try to touch my face or my hair.
Why would they touch your face or your hair?
Like, I don't know. That's
like,
what I'm
saying. Oh, my
saying.
God, I love
like,
your hair.
Like, I love your hair, yeah. But, like, don't touch me, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or when people argue in public and I walk in on it at Target and I walk past a couple and things aren't, you know, I feel like I'm getting in trouble.
You can feel it.
And then I, like, run away. Yeah.
I think when people FaceTime me unannounced, like when I don't know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when a friend's like, let's catch up this weekend. I'm like, cool. And then all of a sudden you look down and it's like FaceTime. Like, I wasn't prepared for this. You just start flailing around trying to like look normal, you know?
That makes me super uncomfortable.
Or I think when anybody asks me, especially my family, asks me about like, how's your dating life going?
Because you're not telling them how it's actually going.
I just feel that
tense.
You're
like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. Got a question. When do you go to the doctor? Like, what's your breaking point of going to the doctor?
Oh, I'm not good about that.
I think it's time that Marilyn knows a little fun fact about me. I'm a smidge of a... Some may say hypochondriac.
You are. 100%. Yeah. Not even a smidge.
And we haven't really talked about that. Really, like,
that's not even a casual thing to say.
Yeah, I get a little crazy when it comes to my health. And over the last couple of years, I've tried to get better. But I don't know how normal people typically handle their health, right? Uh-huh. So let me tell you what I'm going through right now. And the question I have for you this morning is, when would you notify a...
healthcare
professional uh-huh. that this is an actual issue? Because typically in my past, something would happen.
Like barely, and then you're like,
I'd instantly, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
I'd instantly be at the doctor. Y'all, 1 year, I think it was 2014, I went to the doctor 32 times.
You're like, that's not even okay.
Okay, 32 times.
Like, I feel bad for your doctor.
I went to the doctor. Okay, I've gotten better over the years, but now I'm like, okay, let me explain exactly what I'm going through now. You tell me your breaking point of where you'd finally go seek out professional help. Okay.
Okay.
I woke up on Friday and I was like, my side itches a little bit.
Okay.
Not thinking much of it, but like I just like find myself like scratching my side, right?
Which, by the way, it's like, okay, you have an itch.
Okay, hang on. Saturday, I'm like, my side's like itching some more. That's really weird.
Oh,
so, and I'm talking like right under my armpit. Maybe like a couple inches under my armpit, okay?
Me, immediately, I'm like, bug bite, whatever.
Move on. So then I decided to take a look at it.
Uh-huh.
And I actually have like a rash.
Okay.
On my left side under my underarm. Like not in my armpit, but like about 6 inches down, okay?
Uh-huh.
So then I start to freak out. What's the first thing that I do?
You go on the internet.
I do. And what's the first thing you think I Google? Knowing me, Jess, as well as you know me, what's the first thing that I Google?
Deadly rashes that could kill you.
No. In true to 2021 fashion, I said...
Does COVID cause rashes?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
first thing
so
I did.
Annoying.
I wanted to see if it was a COVID side effect, all right? That was the very first thing that I did.
Oh, no.
But I'm like, I'm not going to freak out. It's probably... It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up yesterday, and then I started, like, Googling deadly rashes. Like, what could it be?
Uh-huh.
Okay? And it's all... I mean, it's... You know, of course, it shows you all this awful stuff it could be. So now I'm in my head, all right?
Yeah.
Here it is, Monday morning, day 4 of my rash.
Okay.
And I'm like, is now what when a normal person would contact a medical professional? Like, when do normal people get involved with their health? Because I'm trying to be more normal about this stuff. Because so far, I know I don't have COVID, but I might have some kind of deadly rash on my underarm right now.
Immediately, I'm thinking it's like a spider bite, it's a bug bite. Or sometimes, like, when you stress yourself out, you can give yourself a rash.
You think it's stress rash?
Heck yeah. I think you gave that to yourself.
So let me ask you the question. Normal people listening right now, and
yeah.
Jess is pretty normal. Actually, I think you're probably...
I'm probably more on like the laxed of the normal. I wait to the... I try to figure it out myself. I try to get like some incense. I try to sage my body.
Jess would die.
I try to light my crystals first before I even go near.
She'd die for a rash before she'd actually handle it. All right. So question for you, Jessica.
What?
You have a rash
on your side.
Yeah.
How many days do you wait until you seek medical professional help?
Honestly, I give that thing probably a couple weeks. I swear to you. And then if I feel fatigued or something, let it play it out. give yourself some time.
Play it out.
Yeah.
Let go and let God.
Relax.
When
I'm so mad.
Would you
so mad.
Knowing me and my life transformation I'm trying to make, when would you not judge me for seeking out medical attention for my rash?
Okay. Honestly, if you're still feeling uncomfortable by Saturday.
A week.
Yeah. At least give yourself a week.
Okay,
go today, I'm not talking to you.
Hey, Matt, good morning.
I just heard your little story.
Yeah, about my rash, my four-day
chronic. How do you feel about this?
Chronic illness.
Tell this man he's being crazy.
I'm with Jeff.
Thank you.
But what I would do is, on the fourth day, I would start putting cream on it, like a anti-rash cream.
Okay.
Exactly. Any generic rash cream.
What we're saying here is we're entering into dangerous territory.
No, we're not.
If we're having to go seek out some type of external source to feel better.
No.
Is it spreading?
I'm trying to keep an eye on it. Thanks for asking, by the way,
God.
Matt. I'm trying to keep an eye on it.
No, Matt.
Jess, can I just show it to you?
No.
Let me show it to you.
Yeah, sure. No,
I want Jess, hang on. I'm going to show it to you for
Matt, you can't tell me I need to look at it. You're not the one that's here.
I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
That.
Okay, Matt. He's lifting his shirt. He's showing me. It's so light. Dude, that is not even anything.
No,
it's not.
Is it shiny white like it's blinding you?
No,
it's so itchy.
If anything, it like stands out more because you're so pale. But like, it's really not even bad.
Okay, Matt. So normal people would just go get some type of cream
at CVS
at day four.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was a pharmacy tech.
Okay, good.
So, we trust you.
Yeah, whatever you say, I'm going to believe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but what I would do is I would get like a soda cream, and if it's under your armpit, it's probably from sweating.
So
I would put like a antifungal.
Oh my God, you're so good at this. Somebody give this man's number. I feel like we're going to call him every week when there's something weird going on with me.
I know.
And then if it spread or if it, you know, didn't go away after a day or two, I would go to the doctor.
Really?
That's what I would
So
do.
You give me till Wednesday, then I can be crazy?
Really?
If you get some kind of cream, yeah.
Okay. So normal people go get cream today. Wednesday doctor.
Thursday doctor.
We'll say Thursday, yeah.
Okay.
As long as it's not spreading, I don't see a reason to be that concerned.
Okay, that makes me feel better then.
Thank you, Matt.
Thursday, I'll be crazy. All right, so on Monday, we do something called Mom's Monday Motivation. Growing up, my mom was always super motivational, and then long story short, one day she sent me this one text message when I was going through my divorce, and I put it on social media. Everyone was like, oh my God, we love it. I'm like, oh, really? It's my mom. Weird. But since then, it's really gone a long way. And now we do a podcast together called Certified Mama's Boy. And Mondays, we bring her on live to talk to you called Mom's Monday Motivation. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honeys.
All the way from Georgia.
Georgia.
Get her piped in. All right, Mom, give us what's going on for this week. Get us
Okay. These are some wise words from Chesterton, who wrote, "The way to love anything is to realize that it might be lost."
Mm. Yeah.
Think about it. That could apply to your health. That could apply to our country. That could apply to your work, your friends, your family. I mean, that just really think about the things that are really precious to you and what it would be like to lose them. And then some of those things that you really don't care about, think about what life would be like without them.
I mean, I think that we all take everything for granted. I think we wake up every day expecting it to be there. You know, sometimes it takes a really dramatic, like, I'm sure there's some people listening right now that are like, I don't take a second for granted. Like, I went through cancer treatment, or I got like a second lease on life, and now every single thing is so important to me, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's people, I mean, I'll be honest, like I got up this morning and I expected to come into work, you know? I expected Jess to be here. I expected to hop on with my mom and just normal life, you know?
Right.
I don't think it really Does that change, Mom, as you get older?
I think you take less for granted as you get older because you realize how precious it is and that you have less time to enjoy life.
Right, right.
So, yeah, definitely.
You know, my mom has a different perspective than a lot of people because you lost your mom at what age?
17.
Yeah. So do you feel like since, like, from that moment forward, did you value your relationships even more?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Yeah, because when you lose someone precious to you, you just realize that everyone in your life is precious to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
You don't take anyone, you know, for granted.
Right.
And let's really think about it this week with the inauguration and everything that's going on in our country. But let's think about all the liberties and freedoms that we all still enjoy and all the things that we enjoy as Americans.
Yeah.
And be grateful for that.
Absolutely. Well, we have a podcast we do together every day called Certified Mama's Boy. You can listen to it on radio.com app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's like a little bit of life and a little bit of motivation and just chaos all in between. My mom typically trying to figure out how to use the computer.
Yeah.
But that's our podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. And Mom, we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay. Have a great one.
All right. Love you.
Love you forever.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number three.
Sponsored by Stevenson University. Make an on-campus or virtual visit today. Go to stevenson.edu/visitsu.
All right.
Number three.
If Ravens fans are looking for a playoff team to root for the rest of the way, the Buffalo Bills and their fans are making a very strong case. This was pretty awesome. So after Lamar Jackson couldn't play in Saturday's 17-3 divisional playoff loss in Buffalo because of a concussion, Jackson was tackled just outside of the end zone with the back of his head slammed against the turf. Bill fans, also known as the Bills Mafia, started donating to a charity Jackson has supported to show their well wishes for him. A Bills fan on Reddit found that Jackson previously donated $25,000 to Blessings in a Backpack, which is a nonprofit charity that works to provide food to elementary school children across the country. Over 5,500 Bills fans have donated more than $150,000 to the charity so far. And Bills fans didn't just show their love to Jackson. Left guard Bradley Bozeman, the Ravens' Walter Payton Man of the Year, said his foundation also received donations overnight, which is pretty awesome.
It's hard to hate them as much. You know, like, you come out of the game, and I was feeling bummed on Saturday, man. It sucked. But then, like, you hear the story, and you're like, I mean, they're nice people, right?
Like, I've never seen anything like that before. That was really cool.
Cool.
Number two.
So, 8 weeks in solitary confinement apparently is enough for Massimo Giannulli. He had his lawyers file an emergency motion last week to get permission to serve out of the rest of his 5 months at home. Apparently,
really quick. This is the Aunt Becky college scandal story, in case you forgot who he was.
Right. So, apparently, he feels that the solitary confinement where he's locked up 24 hours a day in only three short 20-minute breaks a week is pretty extreme for the punishment in his role for the college admissions scandal, along with Full House star Lori Loughlin. So her husband has been in solitary since arriving in federal lockup in November. And now the fashion designer has a release plan that includes serving out the rest of his time under home confinement.
Honestly, I'm okay with it. I'm so sick of this story.
You're okay with it?
I think this man deserves to be locked up? How long has he been in there?
8 weeks.
Yeah, maybe a little bit longer.
Are you kidding me?
Maybe a little bit.
Absolutely not. He better stay in there. This story makes me so mad.
I just hate how full our prison system gets, and there's some people that I'm like,
what?
This could probably be served in different ways.
I disagree.
He literally just lied on a college. I mean, I'm not proud of him. I'm not going to high five him. But like, how long is he supposed to be in there for? What did they give him? To say? I forget how long it is.
I think he's supposed to be in there for like 5 months. Yeah, 5 months.
Okay.
The rest of his 5 months.
I'm okay with him going home. Is that bad? Am I a bad person for saying that?
It is bad.
I don't know. I'm just over the story.
Number one.
Friday would have been the 92nd birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He was one of the most influential leaders of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s. And his message of nonviolence and civil disobedience has been carried on to this day and is echoed by the ongoing effort of the Black Lives Matter movement. And today, we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. today. And if you want to get into the spirit of the holiday that that celebrates his life and legacy. Here are five movies that help tell the story of racial inequality in America. Selma is available to rent right now. Really good movie. 13th is streaming on Netflix. Just Mercy is streaming on HBO and HBO Max. When They See Us is streaming on Netflix, and American Son is streaming on Netflix as well.
Those are three of the When They See Us, also a really, really good movie. Yeah, spend today, you know, like if you're off work especially, or you get some extra time. I always tell people, like, if you don't really know the legacy of everything that Martin Luther King went through, spend 5 minutes reading through his Wikipedia page today, because you're like, damn, but for the age of 39.
How much he accomplished.
And what he did for our country. Just amazing. Like nobody else, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like nobody else, for sure.
This is Jess, and that was your top three. Okay, so just real quick, are you with me when I say that I think we should all thank the Ravens for everything that they've done for us? I don't know if it should be just because I'm, like, new here and I've just been, like, immersed in the flock and the love, and this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this before, but moving here and witnessing a team go through what they've gone through during COVID, you know, losing players, getting players back, not knowing when we could play. I don't think I've ever seen a city back up a team like this before in my life. And, you know, and I say this too, like before, you know, Mo Kramer and I never met Mo Gabba.
Yeah.
But the fact that his name is on the field is just so out, like, insane to me, and such a beautiful thing to see.
I know what you're feeling. I think we get so caught up in the game by game, play by play of the situation that sometimes you forget to, like, pull back from the whole situation and think about what that whole team brings to our city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The sense of community.
Especially this year. Yeah.
It was like a sense of normality.
Yes.
And something to cheer for.
And something we could count on, really. Yeah. That's what we had, honestly.
Something to root for. Something positive that we really got a chance to get swept up in. Of course, this was our first season here. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is newbie talk here, but yeah, thank you, Ravens. Like, thank you so much for giving us that glimpse of hope and normality and fun and, like, what we're used to doing on a Sunday or Saturday or Tuesday or Wednesday or however the weird the schedule got, you know?
Yeah, so I think we also want to thank you, our amazing listeners, every single fan that called in for the Kramer and Jess block line.
Yeah,
hundreds of
people.
You called in, your family, your kids, and just being able to share Fridays with you in that way was really, really special.
I feel like at a loss. Mm-hmm. It's like this weird sense of, like, well, now what?
I know.
You know?
I know.
So it was a fun season. How are you feeling, though, about not having to get a tattoo? Now, really quick, we'll just backstep on this for a second. Jess came in and said, listen, if the Ravens win the Super Bowl, I'm going to get a tattoo. Going into Friday's show, we kind of talked about it, you know, like, do I really have to do that? And everyone's like, yes, yes, you do.
Yeah.
How you feeling today knowing that, like, you're good?
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Your girl was scared.
Yeah.
My parents, like, every single game that we won up till, every weekend, my mom would be like, are you kidding? So what's up? Like, both of my parents were just not happy about it, and they know how I am. Like, I was gonna do it. Like,
right, straight up.
It was gonna be on my body. My mom was like, what's gonna happen when you get married, and that thing is gonna be in the wedding pictures, and what are you gonna say to your all this kind of stuff? But,
well, here's what you need to know about Jess, too, that you probably don't know unless you've gone and, like, stalked her Instagram. You have another tattoo that's a little abnormal.
Yes.
And what is that?
I have the Mortal Kombat video game tattoo on me. You know what I'm saying?
No. No, we don't.
Oh, you didn't? You
not
guys
one
didn't
person.
Know?
Not one person knows. Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. I want you to call us or text us this morning the worst pickup line you either ever heard or gentleman you ever used. You look back on now and you're like,
why?
Why did that happen? The reason I say that, for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't know if you were here last week when I told you that my situationship that I was in California ended, right?
Yes.
With Miss California. Eventually, I'm going to have to get back out there in these dating streets.
Oh, so we're doing this for you personally.
Well, I think that sometimes we as men, we think we're being cute, but sometimes it ends up being cringy, okay?
So please help Kramer out.
The number one reason I bring this up is because they came out with a list this morning of what they're calling the worst, most cringy pickup lines that have ever been heard on dating apps.
Ew.
You want to go through some of these?
Yes.
And I want you
to tell me, like, on the cringe meter, if
like
you will.
Like, how terrible?
How terrible.
Okay.
Like, zero being...
One to, like, zero being, like, that was a cute effort,
cute.
And I see that, to 10 being, like, I'm going to go throw up now.
Yes, yes. And if you want to add to it, 410-583-1065, the worst pickup lines ever used on you. Okay, here's the first one. Are you sugar?
No.
Because you're sweet, and I want to spoon you.
Ew! No, sir.
1 to 10. 10 being the cringiest.
10.
Okay.
Don't call that.
That's kind of cute.
That.
I want to spoon you. It wasn't too perverse.
I don't know. I don't even know who you are, and you're talking about spooning with me?
No, it's too soon. When does spoon conversation come in? Third date?
When we're, like, together.
Okay. Number two, cringiest pickup line. Have you got an ugly boyfriend? You would say no.
No.
I said, do you want one?
That's dumb.
I feel like I need more, like, sexy music behind me right
now.
Yeah,
yeah. Wait, do you talk like this to women? Like, when
no,
you, I have
no,
a question.
I'm way too bashful. I'm just like, hey.
Yeah, do you like say things
awkward.
Like this to people?
1 to 10 cringy. How bad was that?
That was gross.
10?
I'd say that was like an 8.
Okay.
That was just annoying to me.
Third, I can't cook a good lasagna, but I can cook a great lasagna.
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I feel like it may have been low-key sexual, so let's move on.
Okay.
I don't know, but
I don't know what that meant.
That one made me personally uncomfortable.
What if she was like, I don't eat gluten? You're like, okay, sorry.
I'm not a noodle fan. Hi, my name is Steve. If anyone's looking to make a mistake tonight.
Ew.
Worst pickup lines.
That makes me so mad.
1 to 10, how cringy.
That was gross. That was an 11. Don't. That's ugly to say to somebody.
Jess, are you my last 1099 check? Because I want 100% of you.
What is... No.
That's kind of cute, right?
No, it's not.
Give that one a 7.
Why
that's not the worst.
Why can't you just be like, hi, nice to meet you?
Okay, how about this one? Heard you like bad girls. Well, I'm bad at everything. And then you blink and you study, you wink. Now, if it's a female talking to a man on that one, okay, because it goes both ways. Girls can use bad pickup lines, too.
That was gross.
I'm trying to think if I'd like that. I think I might like that.
No. Are you serious?
I heard you like bad girls. Well, I'm bad at everything. And then she blinks.
What?
That's bad.
No, that's... yeah, no.
How about this, Jess? How about a guy comes up to you and he said...
Okay.
You have a bit of cute on your face. And then, like, like wipes it off your face.
I'm
so sick right
do
now.
Do not have a... Like, do not touch my hair. Do not touch my face. Like, don't even.
Right.
Don't come into my space.
Let me give you one more of these bad pickup lines. This came out with a list this morning. Are you a model? And you say no.
No.
And I say, oh, well, then when did you quit?
Ew. That's like a... That's almost like a dad joke.
Has a guy come up to you before and used a really bad pickup line you can remember?
The only thing I could think of is, like, when guys are like, hey, little mama. I'm like, can you not?
No little mamas. We're
hey,
not using,
little mama.
We're not using little
hey,
mamas
hey,
in
sweet thing.
In conversation.
Yeah, like, don't call me that.
410-583-1065. Add to this list if you got one. Like, the worst pickup lines ever used. Guys, just stay away from this stuff, all right? Making a list here this morning on Mix 106.5 of, like, the worst Maryland pickup lines, okay? Things that you've heard
yeah.
in your own personal experience
mm-hmm.
from guys. Or it can go girls, too. I mean, girls, not as often, I will say.
Mm.
You just use, like, a ugh, pickup line.
Yeah.
410-583-1065. Jess?
Listener Jill said, someone said this to her. How much is a polar bear weigh? And then she's like, what? And he was like, enough to break the ice. My yeah. name is La La La.
See, I feel like all those got to go in 2021, gentlemen. And, like, I get it. I haven't been on dating apps in quite some time, but they do lend themselves to, like, just have to come out with something really weird and awkward.
Why?
Because, like,
why
what else do you say?
It's
like, sup. Like,
no,
I don't know.
You don't just put, like, you up. You don't say
you
that.
Sup.
No, you're just like, hello. Hi, nice to meet you.
It's so weird. But, like, we got to cut that ice one out. I'm over it. What else?
Another text. Hey, you dropped. Oh, Shauna said, someone said this to her. Hey, you dropped something. What? Your standards. Hi, I'm so-and-so.
No.
Like, that's gross. Don't say that to Shanna.
Well, I get it. It's a way to, like, be self-deprecating a little bit, right?
Shanna or Shauna, I'm sorry. Here's another one. This one's gross, too.
Okay, what?
Someone said this to her. You're more gorgeous than my Porsches. Like his cars?
Yeah, like, I'm so rich.
Like, ew.
That's bad. If you want to add to this list, 410-583-1065. The worst Maryland pickup lines. Gentlemen, we just got to, like, step our game up for 2021, you know? All right. A few more of these. Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. Worst pickup lines ever heard in the state of Maryland. Here's some more. Jess?
A text from the 443. She said, one of my dating profiles had a picture of me in a shark costume, and I got this message about I can be the left shark to your right shark. And she said she thought that they were being, like, bad, but they were really just making fun of Katy Perry's halftime show. So sometimes things aren't as bad as you think. Another person says, I get the occasional cat call, hey, little mama, and it's super offensive to me.
Does anybody like being called little mama?
No one likes being called anything.
You're willing to say right now.
Yes. Oh, please.
I think it might be kind of cute.
No.
Hello, mama.
Let's ask everybody, please.
Hello, little mama.
Like, do you like it when someone tries to catcall you, whether it's, hey, Miss Thing, hey, little mama, hey, baby girl, anything? Like, do you like that?
I think there's got to be somebody listening.
Because upset.
I don't like when we come on here and we paint with a broad stroke. Is that what the term is? You're right. Nobody likes being called little mama.
Yeah, I don't have the... You're right. I can't, but I'm pretty sure I'm right, so...
This may be the dumbest topic we've asked for in a long time. But
please, this is our chance, people.
Is there any woman listening right now...
Please.
...in the great state of Maryland...
That likes it?
...that likes to be called little mama?
Okay? Yeah, fine.
Let's try it.
Okay.
And then if nobody calls, and we're just going to have to assume... then there's not one single female in the state that wants to be called that.
I also want females to call in and say how that makes you feel.
No,
when
because,
a stranger
no, no,
says,
no, no.
Hey,
we'll be here
little
all day.
Mama, let me whisper in your ear.
I get it. I only want, because Jess said that nobody wants to be called little mama.
No one.
And I get it. But we can't make that assumption if there's one person that wants to be called that. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
410-583-1065. If you enjoy being called... Lil? Is it Lil Mama?
Yeah, Lil.
Lil Mama. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's give that a second. Let's go to some dog news first.
Today in dog news.
What a weird transition into this segment. I love dogs. There's not a lot of radio stations that take time to focus on the dog news going on in the world. You hear about the inauguration, but not the other stuff that's going on with dogs.
Yeah, what about them?
We try to cover that. I've actually got some happy news and some sad news.
Aww.
Out of Hollywood. Reese Witherspoon's family got a new dog over the weekend.
Oh, fun.
They adopted their two-month-old dog, Minnie. It's a black lab.
No, wait, I'm sorry.
Hang on, let me read that again. I skipped over that.
Oh.
The actress introduced her new puppy just 2 months after taking home Minnie.
Oh.
A black lamb named Major.
Okay.
So Major is the newest one, okay? So she already adopted one 2 months ago. That was Minnie. The new one's name is Major.
Super cute.
On the other side, we had to be sad today because Kaylee Cuoco from Big Bang Theory, she lost her dog over the weekend.
Mm.
Norman, her beloved pooch, 14 years later. So we're thinking about her today in dog news. Also, Jess, did you hear about this? They had the inauguration.
What?
Over the weekend. The inauguration. I don't know if you know this, but Joe Biden's...
Shepherds. He has two,
yeah? He's got two. And they were the very first...
Adopted
dogs that are going to be part of the White House. So the shelter in Delaware they adopted them from did this whole thing for them over the weekend to tribute them going in there. Josh Groban. Remember Josh Groban from American Idol? Yeah. He actually sang?
He was on... That's how he became famous?
Yeah.
Josh Groban?
Was American Idol.
I didn't know that. I thought he was just famous for having a voice of an angel.
He sang at the inauguration over the weekend.
I'm adopting that doggy.
Whoa.
The one with the waggly tail.
Oh my goodness. This is emotional.
I'm adopting that doggy in the window. I'm bailing that dog out of jail.
So there you go. The inauguration over the weekend. That's your look at today in Dogs News. The phone is ringing. So let's take a second. We'll come back here. Women, is there any woman that wants to be called Little Mama? Figure this out next, all right? Stacy, do you agree?
Sorry to, it's kind of the way you look at it. Like, I think Little Mama is a way to keep from saying something a little bit more raunchy. So, I think it's cute. I don't mind it.
There she goes right here,
Stacey
Jessica.
Stacey Marie, you like it?
Yeah, I think it's sweet. To me, it's an effort to keep from saying something that we would find offensive.
Okay.
I mean, that's just how I look at it.
So,
I might be wrong.
Just,
but that's how I always saw it.
Okay, so to you, it's like completely fine. So, like, let's say I come up to you, and I'm like, hey, little mama, what's going on with you today?
Yeah,
like,
what do you say?
Like, hi, how are you? Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
And you're going to be into it. You're going to be completely into it then.
Absolutely.
Jess, why do you think, how can you take it so offensively, but she doesn't?
I think I've never liked catcalling. It makes me feel uncomfortable, but I've never tried to see it in that way. But I think it's, I don't know, it's just gross to me.
I don't think
guys really know how to do it any other way. Like, I don't even think they see it as catcalling. Like, they don't get it.
We're
so
not good at this. Not very good at this, okay?
Right. So, Stacy, you feel bad for them. That's why you're okay with it.
Absolutely. So that's why I look at it as more of, you know, baby girl being, okay, I'm not saying anything out of line. That's like a safe phrase or a safe word or a safe name because I don't know your name.
So Stacy is doing an act of service because she feels bad for these people.
Well, I think Stacy realizes that, like, if she doesn't answer that, the whole human race could end because guys don't know anything better. We're not good at this kind of stuff, right?
God. Right.
I'm glad you called, Stacy. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Right. You too.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.